that hope, man, having hope means it ain't over. Man, man, there are greater things. There are greater things. Chip on my shoulder.
Different energy, right?
So, speaking of that, right? What advice would you give not just young troopers, but just young officers in general, deputies, police officers in general? What kind of advice? Because you know, we got young guys out here in law enforcement, and let's be real, sometimes they want to be Billy Bad Behind. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They want to go out there, get in stuff, and that stuff is fine. I always tell my young guys, don't go out there looking for anything. If you pull over somebody for the smallest thing, such as a headlight or anything, it might come. You know what I'm saying? Which, that's what I'm saying. Don't go out there trying to find things, going, you know what I'm saying? But let it come to you. And when it comes to you, you handle business. But if you go out there trying to find it, you might get what you ain't
will,
ready for.
You will find it.
You know what I'm saying?
You will find
yeah,
it.
You know, yeah, so
that's for sure.
What type of advice would you give the young officers?
One of the things that I would say to all the youngsters, man, and you know, these guys are coming in at 21 years
old.
Yeah,
man, they're coming 21. Young. No kind of life experience, nothing, man.
Be professional. Yeah. Treat people like you want to be treated. Yeah. You know, because I'm speeding today, you know what I mean? Maybe my mind was somewhere else. Treat them with the utmost respect, you know what I mean? And be always aware of the things that can happen. Look, the guy in the suit and tie that looked like he just left church could be the guy that pulled that gun out to shoot you. So my thing is, be aware, stay alert, prepare yourself for whatever could possibly happen. Because this generation that we live in today, they don't have no respect for the police.
And don't try to be a hero.
Please, a hero, let me tell you something. Most of the heroes are in the ground.
Yeah.
They're already buried, man. So I will advise those guys, please, man, this is a career. And I know that we swear to uphold the laws and do our job, but remember, man, the colonel, the majors, the captains, these guys don't want to be coming to your funeral.
Nobody.
You know what I mean? They want you to do your job. Yeah. These guys, if you can avoid getting yourself into a mess.
Because you're going to, trust me, if you avoid getting yourself in a mess, that particular person you avoid that mess from, you're going to run into them eventually again. Trust me.
Absolutely.
It happens.
It is no.
You stay on this job long enough, it happens.
Yes. No. Hey, listen, the guy that shot me is in jail today. His bond has been denied twice. I feel like sometimes, you know, when I think about the scripture, I said I was that sacrificial lamb to get him in jail, man, because he needed to be off the streets.
Let me ask you this. I know you're a forgiving man, a church-going man. Are you willing to talk to him at some point?
At some point. You know, I had forgiven him, honestly forgave that guy, man, because, you know, I was not his enemy. The uniform was his enemy. He is not my enemy. Anybody that would have pulled that guy over would have gotten shot. I tell you what.
It could have been that deputy.
It could have been that deputy. I'm so grateful that, and I know that God was with me, and I'm going to tell you all this, and I believe this in my heart. Had I approached that car from the driver's side, from the beginning, the very first approach, I'd have been shot, probably be shot dead. But because
let's
of the grace of God.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
let's
dwell on that, man, yeah.
Yeah, because he had planted, but because I popped up on the opposite side, his passenger, he had to shoot his passenger to get to me. So I'm just grateful to be here, man. And I want all the troopers, go out there and do your job, man, and be the best trooper that you could be. But remember, man, what we're faced with, you know. Everybody's carrying guns nowadays. Legal and illegal. So some of these guys are not afraid to use it, you know. And policy sometimes ties our hand. So you want to make sure that you stay prayed up, you know. Stay prayed
always.
Up, man.
I keep a Bible in my patrol car. I say a prayer before I leave my house every time, every morning, man. Whether I'm at work or not at work, I still do it every morning, just consistently.
And be your brother's keeper. I tell anybody, man, watch my six. I got your six. You know, don't, look, don't be that dirty cop, man. But go out there and be a part of the brotherhood. You know, man, we got to take care of each other.
We all brothers. We all family, man. We all family at the end of the day. We all came in to work together. We want to lead the work, you know, lead together. You know what I'm saying? It's not, this job ain't out all about me, I, how much cars I can, how many tickets I can write. It's not all about that, man. It's really not, man. You serving the community. You serving the community.
That's my place, man.
Yeah.
Being a servant, man. Servant until death. Yeah. You know, and we don't know how it's going to come, but I want to be a servant to death. Yeah. In the community, in the church, everywhere. I want to be a servant, man. You know, that's my place.
So let me ask you this. It's a two-part question. But first, I ask you this first. Are you making a decision to come back?
Yeah, man, this is my home. This is what I
do. I'm talking about the Highway Patrol.
Yes, sir. That's what I do. You know, Highway Patrol is a lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, it's what I do, man. I mean, there are other opportunities. So if I wanted to chase, the reason I'm not retired from Highway Patrol now is because I was chasing them dollars when I got out of the Navy. You feel me, man?
I feel you, man.
I started to bring my first Highway Patrol letter, man, today, and I forgot it at the last minute. Yeah. Well, I had an interview back in 1990.
Oh, wow.
Seriously. Yeah. And I'm about to tell my age, but I had an interview.
You would have been retired by now, man.
The Navy, man, and I was chasing dollars, man. So I live around a bunch of nuclear plants.
Yeah.
Savannah Riverside, I don't know if y'all heard it. Plant Vogel, it's a nuclear plant across the river in Georgia. And I got an opportunity to go to work out there, man, and turned down that interview.
Yeah.
But that love and that desire was still there,
yeah,
even while I was making the big money. But, man, to this day, I said, I regret that because I could have been retired.
Yeah, you could have been retired now, man. Yeah, man, you could have been with Grayson King and all of that now.
So, you know, it's all good because everything is, you know, go work like it's supposed to work, man. In Christ, you got to wait your turn, you know. So now it's my time, man. And the greatest thing is I'm more mature now, you know what I mean? Not hot-headed, you know, I'm laid back. And everybody said that, Fridge, you laid back, yeah.
Yeah, well, you laid back. That's what I said when I heard it was you, man. I'm like, him? Yeah. Fraser? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's why I was shocked when I heard it was you, man. So in that note, since you want to come back, how does your family, your wife, Melinda, your daughter, Shayla, and Lisa, and your son, what's your son?
DeMarcus.
DeMarcus, okay. Yeah. How do they think of that decision?
You know,
what's their thoughts on that decision?
I think they're enjoying this right now. So I think my wife hated the patrol, man. She thought I was more in love. I was deeper in love with the patrol more than I was with her, man.
Wow.
So because she would see the excitement on my face when it was time to put that uniform on and go to work. So my wife, well, she had a negative vibe with the patrol until this happened to me, you know. And after that, now she's getting to meet all the good guys.
She started seeing all the guys.
The camaraderie,
it's sad it had to come to
this,
to that.
You know.
But you know, everything happens for a reason.
For a reason, absolutely.
I don't want that to happen again.
No.
But everything happens for a reason, man.
But one thing I know, she's excited about it. Well, I won't say excited about me going back to work, but she's enjoying everything that goes along with what happened to me. I don't even want to start to name the things. But when I talk about going back to work, I don't get a great big smile, but she knows this is what I love, and she supports me.
How about your kids?
They support her 100%, yeah.
That's important. As long as they cool with it, then, hey, if they cool with it, I'm cool with you coming back. Then.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the people that matters, your family.
They're super excited.
You know what I'm saying?
They talk about it. I mean, they've gotten to where this is how they saw me as, you know. They call me Burner, you know what I mean?
Because
they know what we do, man.
Yeah. Shout out to the Burners, Fraser family, man. Shout out to them.
This episode is sponsored by MK Rentals, where we got you covered. Get all your rental needs. You can contact Kevin or Marsha Evans at 803-410-4812 or 803-543-8879. They're located at 1490 Greeleyville Highway, Manning, South Carolina. Again, 1490 Greeleyville Highway, Manning, South Carolina. MW Graphics, where we specialize in clean and professional designs for your business, organization, or personal needs. you can contact the owner of MX Graphics, Mark Winley, on Facebook at Mark Winley, MX Graphics. If you're interested in being a sponsor, contact myself, Ernest Miller, at 803-565-9752. That's 803-565-9752. Or you can hit me up on my email at eaenestmiller83@gmail.com. Again, that's eaenestmiller83@gmail.com. You can also make contact with my producer, Victor Wesley of Vic West Production. His telephone number is 803-225-0021. That's 803-225-0021. Also, his email address is vicwestp@gmail.com. That's vicwestp@gmail.com.
So I want you to explain this quote. He who has health has hope. And he who has hope is everything. What does that mean to you?
And I'll tell anybody, man. So to be able to get up, so let's think about what happened to me. You know, being hit in the face with a hollow point 9mm round. And look at me. I'm smiling, man. I'm a little numb here still, but I got a little spot there, a little blemish there, you know. Hey, man.
That's the war wound, man.
Absolutely, yeah, man. You know, yeah. So that hope, man, having hope means it ain't over. Yeah. Man, there are greater things. There are greater things. Mm-hmm. I got the ability of my limbs. I can move, man. I could have been paralyzed. But the grace of God, man, I'm able, man, to keep moving forward. Yeah. You know, I like to use the word ebb and flow. You know how the, oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's time to move on. Because there's a hope, man. There's greater things, man, for me. But I could have been, you know, disfigured and just lost all my desire to even be seen in the public from what happened to me. But, man, it's because of the grace, man, that the Lord has given us. Man, I can move on, man. What is it for me to be sad about now,
nothing,
man?
You here, bro. You
man, I've been through.
Yeah, you done been through. Man, you've been through the worst thing that anybody even can think of right now. You know what I'm saying?
And he's giving me health, man. I'm healthy enough to get up and go back. A lot of guys say, man, Frazier, why are you going back? What do you mean, why I'm going back? I ain't finished yet.
Yeah, I mean,
so
like I
stop,
said earlier,
finish, man.
That's
not
your
finished,
decision.
Man.
You want to go, if your family's good with it, yeah, I mean, I see no reason why you should come back.
Yeah, I cannot think of anything else that I would rather be doing. I'm just a working kind of guy, man. I could sitting around has been more depressing.
Yeah, I can't do that either, man. I can't do that either.
So I'm super, super hyped about just getting back to business, man. You know, and what I want to do is be a positive role model for the highway patrol. You know, there's a lot of guys that's there that took it because it's available, but not their heart's not.
Their heart's not.
They're still trying to decide if this is where I want to be or if it's not. Man, I'm super excited about being a trooper, man. This is what I do. You know, this is me. And it will be until I expire. I mean, I don't know the time expire. I won't say I expire, but the time expire. I know a lot of guys have goals to retire in 25, 26, 27.
That's
man,
mine. I don't care. I'll be 52 when I retire.
Hey, if my health is good, man, I'll probably, and I don't know if you guys probably not old enough to remember back in the days, there's a show called Trooper Terry Time.
Now, I ain't know about
way
that, man.
Back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the CHP Chips, California Highway Patrol, man. Man, those guys have always motivated me to want to be a part of that, man, the trooper. But, man, I'll be around a long time. I've been in the Navy, man. I've traveled just about everywhere. I was stationed in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, man, 3.5 years, man. And we've done the Western Pacific. So I've seen just about every country on the Western Pacific. So I'm thinking if I retire, what would I do? Probably go back to traveling again. I don't know. Yeah. But I don't have no plans to even retire, man. Take me a 2-week vacation to go back to work. You know, most people I see, man, now, and I know you got plans. I see how you be in there getting.
Yeah, trying to,
watching
man.
You
yeah.
the other day
yeah,
with
man.
That darn hammer. I'm like, look at this dude, man. You know what?
Got to, man.
So
I got to get them fools off me, man, just in case something happens on the side of the road, man. You got to stay strong, that's, man.
So yeah, that's energy. Another thing yeah. to pass on to the new guys, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, man. Yes.
Conditioning is very important, man. Because you need to last at least 5 minutes. But if you pass out in less than 5 minutes, you're
lost. It's a shame, man. I'm 40 years old. We did a conditioning test Monday, and I'm out doing 20-year-olds, man. and Lieutenant got on them. See? You know what I'm saying? It's 20 year olds on the. Let me shut up. But it's a dog. You know what I'm saying? You know,
but they need to know the reason for what we go through.
Yeah.
Because you need to be ready, man. You need to last at least long enough for somebody can get there to help.
That's the whole thing, man. You ain't got to be the strongest. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be the fastest. Just have some type of conditioning just in case you get yourself in a bind on the side of the road. And it's to the point you might not make it home and you want to make it home. Have a little bit more conditioning in you. You could be able to hold that man down till backup come. Because we coming. When it's all said and done, how do you want everybody to remember?
That's a great question, man. I want them just to remember my kindness. And with that being said, let me tell you about my homecoming parade. So when I left the hospital in Charleston, so I spent the week down in Charleston when this happened to me. But on the trip home, we left Charleston coming back to Allendale, and we took the long route. I don't know why we stayed on the interstate, but hey, man, every city I went through from Charleston to Allendale, we had a small convoy in Charleston of about 8 cars, Highway Patrol, strictly Highway Patrol vehicles. But every community that we passed through, man, their police officers joined that convoy.
That's what's up, man.
All the way to the house.
That's what's up, yeah.
So we started with about 8 cars, and when I got to Allendale, man, there was people out on the streets just like we were having a Christmas parade, yeah. Man. You know, and I said, for a police officer? I could not believe it.
Yeah.
That really broke my heart. So with that being said, that memory, yeah. Man, they're showing love right now, yeah, man. And but if something had happened to me, if I would have expired, and I don't like to talk about that, but I'm strong enough to do it now, man. That's what I want them to remember me as, you know, that trooper, man. He was a good guy. And nobody's good, because I tell you, ain't nothing good but one, and that's Jesus. But want to know that I was fair.
Yeah.
That I did care about them. You know what I mean? Because we wear the badge don't mean we don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? We just want to keep you straight.
Yeah.
Hold your foot to the fire.
Yeah.
You know? And that's I just want you to remember me as the honest guy.
Yeah.
A guy that went out there and worked to take care of his family and love the people.
I'm going to say this, man. I'm glad you came on the show today. I'm just giving you your flowers, man. I always had love and respect for you back in our Troop 7 days, man. You're a true hero, man. Keep up the good job, man. Come on to Troop 1, man. Come work with me, man.
Hey, man, one day, maybe I'll be y'all lieutenant over here.
Yeah, man, come on to Troop 1, man.
But look, yeah. Man, you got as much interstate as you had in Orangeburg over here.
Yeah, as long as I ain't got 26.
You don't have 26.
Yeah, I'm cool
right.
With 95. I can do 95,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, 26.
That's all I got is 95.
Really?
Yeah.
26 is a monster.
Yeah. So as long as I got 95, I'm cool with that, man.
I'm with you, yeah. Man. Just stick with it now.
Oh, yeah.
I see you doing great things and bigger things, and I'm thinking, now this trooper here might be looking for another avenue. We need to keep you here at least
as
long as we can. You know, I think we've been struggling to keep people, not necessarily struggling to keep people, but, you know, the turnover rate's been crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
People are retiring.
Yeah, it's retired.
You know,
yeah.
And the youngsters don't have that desire that we do, man. They don't love a thing. I think it was just being born with the silver spoon, and most of these guys don't feel like they got to go to work.
Yeah.
I got to get it, man.
Yeah, I got to get it too, man.
You know, and I want greater things for my kids, you know. Yeah. So this has been a great opportunity, man. It's been well worth the drive. You know, this is my second time. Actually being in the summertime.
Really?
So that's why I told you I'll drive, because the first trip down here, I really liked it. Well, you know, we came and shot rifles, so I've never ventured further than where I was.
I got you. Okay, got you.
Let's see what something looks like. Yeah. So,
it's a nice city, man. Nice little city, man.
Real nice.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, where I'm from.
This is
a very nice place, man.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, friend.
It's a great Lance opportunity, man.
Lance Corbin, man. My brother, man.
Listen, man, it's great to be, you know, among the living, man.
Yeah, man.
Excalibur Miller, man.
Hey, guys, make sure you like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're on all platforms, man. You can follow me on Facebook at Excalibur Miller, Instagram _ The Miller Experience, and TikTok, The Miller Experience 4. We're on all platforms. Remember, like and subscribe. If you don't, I'm coming for you. We're coming for you. To be continued. Make sure you check out the next episode. And also, you make sure you like, subscribe, and comment on my YouTube channel, The Mill Experience. And now we also on Spotify, Apple, and Amazon. Make sure you download. Peace. You can't tell me how to act. Said I can't be successful by sticking messages and rap. But God's with me. Who's
told you being intelligent is whack. Word. So place your bets. My faith is fresh. I'm gonna make it stretch. Cause I sat there eye to eye with the face of death. And you ain't putting work in unless you break a